What is the worst time to find out they were cheating? Because a midwife over in the US has captured the moment on video that a nuclear explosion went off in the birthing ward of her hospital.
Oh, the midwife just whipped out the phone and filmed it.
Yep. Because, tell me you wouldn't whip out the phone and film this too, Ducko.
Oh, no, I would, but like you feel like nurses and midwives have more like respect.
I mean, this has to be seen to be believed, and we'll play you her video in just a moment, because she whipped out the phone because she was obviously working this day, this midwife, and she captured the moment that a woman who was in labour found out that her husband's mistress... Not only that he had a mistress, but was down the hall at the same hospital, also in labour.
No.
This is the moment. Now, the video, if you do see it online, it is going viral on Reddit. It's just the midwife's face, and her expression says enough, but you can hear the labouring mum very, very clearly.
Look, the words aren't clear,
no,
but the sentiment certainly is.
The passion is very clear.
I'm presuming those beeps were something inappropriate.
Yes, the midwife doesn't go on to say like how it came about. We don't know how it was revealed in that moment. If he was maybe ducking out of the room
to run down the hall
there and check on the mistress, we don't know how the information came to light. But it came to light nonetheless as she is pushing out his kid, which is just the worst time.
How does he get himself in that predicament?
Oh my God! Timing, geez. Jesus, to knock them both up at the same time and then for them both to go into labour on the same day. People commenting, oof, has to be the worst time to find out. Poor woman is already stressed enough. And another writing, I feel so bad for her. You find out, yes, significant other is a complete scumbag while in the process of birthing your child for him. Sister, I'm sorry.
Man. Couple of rippers on Facebook from the Hit family. Angel has said, the worst time to find out is when you're pregnant with your second child, 14 weeks off giving birth, on Christmas Day.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
Natalie has said, when you find out it's your own sister. And Sarah Hancock, similar, 20-week ultrasound of your first baby is the worst time to find out when they're cheating.
Jesus. Oh God, that one wasn't with the chick doing the ultrasound, was it? Like, this is her, by the way.
Oh, no.
But 13, 10, 60, we want to know, what is the worst time to find out they were cheating? Are you in the realm of being in labour and the mistress being down the hall?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Maddie is in Barnsley. Good morning, Maddie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Have you got something to add to the pile of worst times to find out they were cheating?
So it was actually my sister. She was 20 weeks pregnant with her now ex-husband's child. They got married 4 weeks, and he left her for another woman.
4 weeks and 20 weeks pregnant.
And was this, do you know if this was going on pre-wedding?
Oh.
Yes, definitely. It was his personal trainer at the gym.
Oh
no, the PT.
I know, because then you start thinking about how many times did he say he was at the gym and probably wasn't doing the workout.
Hey, you're not getting any fitter.
Thank you for sharing, Maddie. That sucks for your sister. Elise is in the Central Coast. Good morning, Elise.
How you going?
Good, thank you. What is the worst time to find out they were cheating?
So it was actually me about 12 months ago. I was in hospital having some tests done in Westmead, and the guy I'd been seeing for 6 months, who I'd known for 17 years, his ex had taken off to Queensland with his kids, and whilst I was in hospital, I found out that he was cheating with her and had packed the house up and taken off with her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, any hospital visit is scary enough, let alone coming home to a bloody empty house and your person is just bloody taken off.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's no soul. Sucks, Elise.
Yeah. Oh, that... Yeah. I didn't know what to expect asking this question because it was just obviously horrible, but really sorry to hear that, Elise. Thank you so much for getting involved. And Kristen is in Rutherford. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you? Did this question happen to you?
Yes. My daughter's 6 now. I'm no longer with her dad, but I found out he was cheating on me the night I gave birth to our daughter.
Night he was doing it?
Yeah, so I was in the hospital and he'd gone home to wet the baby's head. Oh. I had an iPad that was linked to both of our Facebook groups.
Yep.
and the messages were coming through telling her to come over because I was out and I was actually in hospital after giving birth to his daughter.
Oh,
that
How can people live in this?
Oh man. Oh, Chris, I'm sorry. Is everything all good now, though? Everything, life's going well for you? Oh, boy, she cut out.
Oh, no!
Persist, now her phone doesn't work.
Oh, no! Okay, well, thank you so much, ladies, for sharing. God, people suck.
Let's flick Kristen some movie tickets. Yeah. Try and help out with her phone.
Yep.
You can book $10 movie tickets available for a limited time at hoyts.com.au. You and three friends are going, Kristen.
Enjoy
you
that.
You may never know.
I hope you call back.